Christian treatment, let us see.
Lifted up like never before. Let us see Jesus face to face, one on one, just you and him. Ooh, hallelujah. What a place. God bless you for being on board with this broadcast today, Pressing Over the Hump with Pastor E. We are continuing in our series of on prayer. We are week 2 of 12 weeks. Yes, we're taking out the rest of 2016 on this series about prayer. Yeah, last week we talked about prayer, but we also talked about how it was important for us as prayer warriors to understand our positioning and knowing that it's about those characteristics that Christ displayed here on earth, because we've already confirmed in our study last week, John 14, he says, if you believe in me and the works that I do, you shall do also. Then we started to discover that the most works he did, the most stuff he did, what he occupied his time more than anything else was in prayer. Wow. We had a new direction to go to say, oh, I better make prayer personal. Because we even touched on that, remember last week, that we begin to resemble Christ. When I'm a new creation, I'm no longer what I used to be. Remember 2 Corinthians 5:17. If anyone, that goes for all listening, whether you're a believer today or not, this is still talking to you. But you have to watch. If anyone is in Christ Jesus, you have to be in Christ Jesus. How do you do that? You confess him with your mouth, you believe him in your heart, and you shout from the mountaintop that he is Lord. Now, that's going to happen. We'll confirm that right now, because the Bible says every knee will bow, every tongue will confess. So no one gets excluded from that. It's just when you make that choice to join the anyone crowd and become the new creation, you now are a replica of Jesus Christ, that my life, your life must imitate. It must look like, sound like, act like my actions, no longer my own. Remember, we're no longer what we used to be. We made that separation. And we pray that if someone isn't there yet, that we're going to say something today that will get you there to say, I want to call, I want to get in more intact with this network of like-minded believers, encouraging me to know more about God one-on-one. But in that place of knowing that in the newness of him, I'm new in Christ Jesus, the Bible says if you abide in him, he'll abide in you. So now that divine relationship, also factor of prayer. Oh, glory. He did more prayer. You go study after this. Google it. Look it up. And even in the studies of all the scholars, the most thing that Jesus occupied himself with was prayer. Prayer to the Father. You remember we said last week when the disciples asked the one question, they only asked one thing to be taught. Everything else was delivered to them freely. But they asked one thing of Jesus. They said, teach us, not one, teach us how to pray. Remember, we came together last week and we went to the next level of saying this is about us, but it really starts with me, because the change I want to see must first begin in me. And then I can connect with like-minded believers, and we're growing together. We're leaping together. We're going to different heights and dimensions in the spirit together, right? Like right now, I guarantee you there's over 13 people on this broadcast, and I'm not even looking all the way down, that are in different places of this nation. If I say right now on the count of three, everybody say now. 1, 2, 3, now. See, we're in the same spirit all over the place. I may be here physically, you may be there physically, but we are in the same place. Now watch this. When we understand spiritually, we can be in the same place, not by power and might, but by his spirit. What? His spirit of prayer. Last week, we shared those characteristics that is important. And please go back, and if you weren't here last week, listen to the archive. The archives are available forever. This show today, if the link I saw sent you, or you saw it on my page or anywhere, it will refer you back to this show, not to the website to pick a show. It will bring you right back to this show. So vice versa, Last week's show is the same. Listen to that. Catch up with us, because we're building a prayer journal. You know, we did a worship journal, didn't we, team? And I know a lot of us are operating our worship life and building our lifestyle of worship through that journal. And I hope God is increasing that for you as He is mine. But in this prayer journal, I have to know that to be a prayer warrior, I have to pray like the person who was prayer. That was Jesus. And what led him to be so successful in his prayer? Remember, number one was love. Love, that definition, that sacrificing for others because God is love. Virtue, fulfilling. Number two, virtue, fulfilling God's design for a life of moral excellence. Knowledge, studying God's word to gain wisdom and understanding. Self-control, reverencing God so much that we choose a godly life and godly behaviors. Perseverance, adopting an attitude of hope through confidence in God's character. It's important to have the character of God in us. Godliness, honoring God in every area of our walk. Compassion, having warm-hearted affection to anyone, no matter their circumstances. And you remember, I want to end with this scripture. There's many other scriptures that goes with that, with each one of those seven characteristics of Christ. And we share with you, there are many more. You can design your own. But when we start to put in place principles that we hold ourselves accountable, I look at this stuff every day, and it reminds me to walk in love, virtue, knowledge, self-control, perseverance, godliness, and compassion. 1 Peter 3:8, it says, finally. Uh-oh, there's that word again. If you ever hear finally in the word of God, it is not the end. It is the awakening. It is me saying, finally, I'll be strong in the Lord. Ephesians 6:10. Finally, I'll be strong in the Lord and the power of his might. Finally, Philippians 3:1. Finally, I will rejoice in the Lord. But 1 Peter 3:8 says, finally, all of you be of one mind, having compassion for one another. Love as brothers. Be tenderhearted. Be courteous. Ooh, and that is the love of God. Now, with those characteristics, we say, okay, can we go to the next level in this prayer journal and know what prayer is and the difference prayer makes? Don't you know the Bible says, I mean, people say all the time, you know, don't you know that prayer works? Prayer, what, changes things? But most of all, prayer is a communication. We're going to see that today, that even though we are praying where? We're praying to the Father. And we're asking him as apostles, disciples, evangelists, prophetesses, bishops, pastors. We're asking him, Lord, teach us how to pray. And that prayer has to be universal. It has to be on one accord, that prayer of our Father. See, he's your Father as well as he is mine. Remember in Mark 12, chapter 12, verse 29, they were trying to trick God, Jesus, God, Holy Spirit, they're one. They were trying to trick Jesus through all these different ways and reasons. And then they find commandment. Even in that point, before he even gave them that house of Israel, God is one. God's the same to you as he is to me. And guess what? And I'm the same to God as you are the same to God. He is no respecter person. There's nobody on a high horse bigger than you, better than you. You can be the best in God. I want to share this. I shared this morning openly. When you become a new creation in Christ, you are, do you know you are designed the beauty of God? You are beautiful to God and in this newness. I take away all those past negative words. You hear me say this all the time, team and family and covenant partners. Erase all negative thoughts from your mind. Be not conformed to the things the world has done, said, or will say, but make a difference in your mind, that my mind will be fixed on those things that are holy, just, pure, and acceptable to God. Amen. but it's your God as well as mine. He says, let's tell him today, teach us how to pray. Matthew chapter 6, verse 9 through 13. I know everybody knows those, but we're going to even go to 15, but 9 through 15. Teach us how to pray today, Jesus. We want to know how to pray. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. See, that's a message in itself right now. Because don't you know when you're praying to God in heaven, you don't have to wait to get to heaven to get it. It says on earth as it is. That word is a word of completion. It's done in heaven. Now it can transfer to earth by our prayers. Watch this. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us. See, no respect or person. Give us this day our daily bread and forgive us our debts. See, this is about the whole group, the whole team. Because remember, while we're building all these journals and while we're doing all these seminars and all these principle-based programs, is that we become one. And we understand that it's not just for, it's for us. But we must be on one accord, level, plane. Balance in relationship. Watch this though. And forgive us our debts and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And do not lead us into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one. For yours is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. For if you forgive men, verse 14, their trespasses, your heavenly Father will also forgive you. But if you do not forgive men their trespasses, neither will your Father forgive you. I love to go to those last two scriptures because let's just keep it real. If we're still operating in this unforgiveness realm, that's where we have to stop and our ministry has to be refocused on forgiveness. Oh, no, don't beat yourself up. Don't say you failed. No, it's time to live again. It's time to be new again. What's the definition of new? Something never, ever done before. So I have the opportunity, watch this, by confessing, by repenting, and believing that I am going to forgive anyone that I have ought against. That's the little things, the big things, the middle things, the stuff from so far along. You figure they forgot it, so you don't have to worry about it anymore. I'm talking about anything that we know is important. Before we go to the next level here in week two of building a prayer journal, if you're still operating in unforgiveness, stop. No, don't stop. Stop everything. Not just one thing. Stop everything. Because without that If you haven't perfected that, and if you don't have that additive of forgiveness and unforgiveness, you're just going around in circles. You're beating yourself up over the head. That's why you're doing everything that looks right on the outside, and you're saying everything that sounds right on the outside. But in that time of own, that one-on-one time, it's despair. It's not of peace. It's not of love. And we wonder why. It's because we're still holding on. I'm talking to me as well. I first start with me because the change I want to see begins in me. But also in us being in agreement, we have to speak the truth. The truth that will hurt, yes, it'll pinch a little bit, but it will set us free. So if you are not, get there. Work on it hard. Make it a priority to break the bondages and to remove the yokes of unforgiveness in your life. Because if you could say it all day, you could tell people all day, but your Father in heaven, my Father in heaven has not forgiven me if I'm still operating in unforgiveness. That's real talk here on Pressing Over the Hump with Pastor E. But now we say, teach us how to pray. Teach us how to forgive. And yes, we can stop the whole program and just go into that alone. But that's your personal work. You have to know you have personal assignments. Yes, we have group assignments that we come together. We're doing this for 12 weeks of prayer. But you must develop. And I know somebody just came in my spirit. Somebody said, what does this have to do with prayer? Well, the Bible says that the effectual, fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. If your prayers aren't availing much, that's why, because we're missing these these principles that keep us in order with being effectual. And it just doesn't start there, because when you're effectual, then you're fervent. Woo, you don't quit. And then it avails much. Oh, yeah, you started out praying for Sister Lisa and her family, but the whole block got blessed because it availed much. And we have to be, watch this, so sure that our prayers are going forth. You know, I don't pray for people. People tell you that all the time. Don't call him for prayer. Call him to pray with you. And make sure you're in the realm to believe with him in the same level of faith, or you just guys are going to talk about prayer. And how do we get to that place? Because we're wasting our time. We're giving repetitional prayers that we've already been instructed not to do, that are not availing much. We must become effectual. We must become fervent. We must avail much, but you must be righteous. How am I righteous? I got a quick one for you. You must be someone who makes right choices. A righteous person is someone who makes right choices. What's right choices? That is following the commandments, the instructions of God fully. Not just partially, not just sometimes, but the full instructions from God. That when we teach, that when we ask to be taught to pray, we learn. Level to learn. How do you learn? You study to show yourself approved. And you know that you must look toward the heaven. What did Jesus in John 17, verse 1? He says, after Jesus said this, he looked toward heaven and prayed. Not only did he give us instructions, but he exemplified the instructions. Not only are we supposed to just tell people and give instructions, we're supposed to exemplify this in our personal walk. And remember, it's not just for me. I must get it together so I come right. And you get it together and you come right, because we're coming for him now. It's less of us. It's more of him. It's not our will, but his will be done. But Acts 1 and 14, it says they all join together constantly in prayer. I know you're in Texas. You're in New Jersey. You're in Houston, I don't know that, Eric Carroll, you're all over. You got Wisconsin, we got California. Guess what? But we are praying constantly in prayer, in the spirit, right now, no matter where you are, but in the spirit, together. Ephesians 6 and 18, it says, and pray in the spirit on all occasions, with all kinds of prayers and requests. 1 Thessalonians 5 and 17, pray continually. You know that. Pray without ceasing. But pray continually. You don't have to be on your knees. You got to be in a life of prayer. Because prayer, watch this, prayer is God's nature. And what was given to you when he breathed that breath of life into you? God's nature. Now watch this. We see that prayer is important. It's imperative, but it's imperative to get used to it. Anything you do over and over and over again, it gets easy. But you got to do it over and over and over again first before it can get easy. And then once it gets easy, it gets pleasurable. But if it's not easy, you'll never like it. It won't be a pleasure, because anything you do that's a pleasure to you, you do it often. And that's, again, repetition. Often, you're looking for it, because now you've developed a habit of giving God your best prayer, supplication, praying in the spirit on what? How many occasions? All occasions. With how many prayers? All kinds of prayers and requests. There's at least 10 people a day I meet that God says pray for. They don't know. They haven't put a prayer request out. But I know my prayers work that pray for people. So I pray for people all the time, constantly, especially if we're in a prayer relationship with each other, a prayer covenant. It's not a second of the day that I'm not constantly praying for that situation to be bound. Oh, we got some prayer. I'm waiting for the trumpet to be sound here in the next couple of days, because God is going to reveal himself to some folks that said he wasn't real. by the testimony of those that stood on his word and prayed. Prayed until it came. Prayed for you until you got it right. Loved on you. You remember, loving someone is loving them until they make it. Not just loving them and say, I love you, my bro, I love you. No, you love them even though they're not where they should be. Where you love them until they arrive. And then you keep on loving them. But you now have helped them to develop the same type of love that helped you, that saved you, and set a place for you. That same love. But in order for us to develop a clear idea of prayer, we must first have a clear idea of God. See, God is personal. And it's critical in prayer, especially because God is personal. He can receive us in that interaction, person to person. Oh, glory. Oh, no, you're talking about he's standing. No. By the Spirit. Remember, we're praying in the Spirit. And we're now on a, not just an ordinary, but we're on a meaningful level with God. Because see, if he wasn't personal, he wouldn't be caring. He'd be distant. Prayer wouldn't even serve a purpose to us if God were that entity that wouldn't let us also have that same spirit. Because not only is God personal, he's also loving. See, love is another important part of this relationship of prayer. Because God wouldn't, remember, he's not going to be equally, he's not going to be unbalanced. He's not going to be one way today and one way tomorrow. God is sovereign. We said last week, remember, God is all powerful. God is all knowing. God is everything. And it's important for us to be everything in God. Oh, yes, yes, yes. To have a relationship with him, we first have to know we can relate. And some people out there might be saying, well, I'm not there. If you believe John 3:16, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believes will not perish, but have everlasting life. Let me share with you. This isn't at redemption time or at judgment time. This is right now. He came that we can live and live now. Not by the world's way of life, but by his way of life. That we now would be a light that would shine. And it would shine not in one place, but all over the place. See, in God's wisdom, in God's holiness, he knows what's the best for you. He knows better than anyone how to lead us to holiness rather than sin. But we must be, watch this, in that relationship with him, that's personal. You have to know that God loves you personally. You have to know that God has beautifully made you. Don't you know that he called your name just like he called mine before the foundation of this world? You have to know that. And it's all of those attributes of God. Remember, we talked about the characteristics of Jesus Christ, but the attributes of God is love, is holiness. Remember, those who worship him must worship him in what? Spirit and in truth. So when God is personal, we understand that now it's not about my ways no more. It's not about your ways no more. I'm not looking to come to God that with something that's going to take him by surprise. I'm in a personal relationship with it. Now I know he hears me. Knowing that the knowledge of God, even when we don't understand it, his actions, his ways will come to 5 and 8. He says, for my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are your ways my ways, declares the Lord. As the heavens higher than earth, so my ways higher than your ways and my thoughts than your thoughts. See, we got to go to another place. Ooh, glory. That in hearing and responding to our prayers, we're sure that God will do just what he said he would do. Not based on my attributes. Ooh, glory. Not based on my needs or my wants either. It's his personal nature, his personal love, his personal power, his personal knowledge, his personal wisdom, his personal holiness, his personal sovereignty. They all play a role in how we relate to God in prayer and how God relates to us. Oh, glory. Remember, if you abide in him, he will abide in you. And you will produce much fruit, because he says, anything you ask in my name, you will receive. Ooh, but see, it loses its power when it's my word and my thoughts and my needs. But it's based on his personal sovereignty, on his personal attributes, those things that are only, ooh, hallelujah, confirmed by his spirit. And that's where we have to be. Oh, yes, you got the characteristics. Last week, you got the characteristics. This week, we see that it's about the attributes of God and relating with him that our prayers are heard, because it's not my will, but his will. Remember, our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name, your kingdom come, your will be done, point blank done. And that's what our prayers are. What's his will? That all are saved. Ooh, hallelujah. I know somebody was going to say that all was fed, all was, no, His desire is that all are saved. First Peter says that he is not slack in his promises. He is truly wanting each one to call on his name. He is. I'm telling you, believe it. That's why it's so important for us to see when we get to becoming one church, we can go on and put it, we can stamp it down. Oh, yes, he's coming. You don't know the day, the hour. You don't know the when, the how, or what. But you know this. He's coming back for one church. We can circumvent the system if we just get to become one church. We're in right standing. We're prepared for the place that's been prepared for me. Remember, he says, I go to prepare a place for you. If it was not so, I would not have told you. Why not get prepared for the place and waiting on the place to come to you and then finding out you don't match the place? No, we got to get met. We have to be ready. We have to be in line with the place so we hear God and God hears us. And we produce how much fruit? Oh, yeah, we're talking about prayer today, because when you pray, you produce much fruit, much healing, much deliverance, transformation. And a clear understanding of God's nature. But watch this. Once you learn and understand God's nature, you have to also know some things. I want to share a couple of key points of what prayer is not. Because we have to be so assured of this. No, you have to make this part right here. You can bold letter this part. These five attributes that are not prayer, you have to block them in as full and bold that people can always say, if it looks like that, get away from it. If it sounds like that, that's not it. If you're trying to go that route, don't do it. And if you even look like this one, you better get out of here now. Watch this. Number one, prayer is not magic. It is not hocus pocus. It is not a Tabitha twinkling her nose. We cannot summon God as though he was a genie. He waiting to grant our wishes and make us win the lotto and turn our circumstance around or fix my consequences that they look good for me. Prayer is not magic. We keeping it real. Prayer, number two, prayer does not make demands. Yes, while we can make our request to God in prayer, we dare not make demands. God is the creator of the universe. He is all. He is the top dog, okay? And he will not, he cannot, and he is not ever going to take orders from us. Number three, prayer is for our benefit, not God's. God does not need us. God does not need us to trust him, really. Please, don't do not get upset by me saying that. But listen to the realness of this. Why does God need me to trust him? Oh, I trust you, Lord. And I sing that song, and I'm not taking away from it. But just let's be real here. Why do we need God? Do we need God to think that we trust him when he's all that and he did it all? When in other side, look at it like this. We should be crying out every day, Lord, am I trustworthy? Am I trustworthy? I'm praying for my salvation. I'm praying for me to get it right. I'm praying for no weapon formed against me. I'm praying that I'm in right standing with God. Prayer is not prayer is for my benefit. It's not for God. See, we need a relationship with God available to us only through Jesus Christ. And it is engaged primarily through prayer. We were not made to function in an improper relationship. It must be in order. Number four, prayer is not a guarantee against suffering. In this world, you will have trouble. I believe that's in John 16:3. Watch this. Dear friends, do not be surprised at the painful trials you are suffering, as though something strange were happening to you. But rejoice that you participate in the sufferings of Christ, so that you may be overjoyed when his glory is revealed. 1 Peter 4:12-13. Prayer is not a guarantee against suffering, y'all. Don't think just because you pray, if something comes up against you, you know, the Bible says, no trial, no faith. If we're not going through, there are circumstances and situations that we'll have to go through that will build us in perseverance, that will build our faith, build our willing to be trustworthy. Woo! I'm going to preach that sermon. Lord, do you trust me? Number five, prayer is not an opportunity for us to show off. Whoa, Jesus, you better be about your Father's business. Watch this. And when you pray, Matthew 6:5, don't be like hypocrites, for they love to pray standing in synagogues on the street corners to be seen by men. Yes, we pray together. Yes, we pray on one accord. Yes, we pray on this network, but it is not for self or show. It is not an opportunity to say, oh, you can pray. Oh, that's a good prayer. I pray and speak honestly through the spirit of my Father who art in heaven. Woo! Hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come. Your will be done. It is not an opportunity for us to show off. Those five things right there ought to be the standard, that if it looks like it, it sounds like any of those descriptions, you get away from it. I'm going to say this right now. Oh, Lord Jesus, thank you, Holy Spirit. We have to also be careful who you let pray for you. When you know the prayers of the righteous, you know the word of God already. So when someone prays for me, that I don't let them. I let them pray with me. And if you know the Spirit, then I know you by the Spirit. And if you know the Spirit, you know me by the Spirit. And that means we pray in the Spirit. When? At all times. So when I pray with you, it's just a confirmation. It's just a confirmation of what God has already said to me. I don't need a prophetic word. I just need a confirming word. And yes, I listen. People, I got a word for you, Pastor, and I listen to see if it's a confirming word for me. But I am not going to fall out. I'm not going to hop around and shabak and everything else just because someone said they had a word for me. I'm looking for confirming word because I know him in a personal relationship. See, when you know him in a personal relationship, you're not looking for a word. You try to confirm a word. Woo-hoo! Come on. Somebody high five me on that one. I need a confirming word that the same word you have, the same word I have. He's no respecter of person. Same anointing he has for me. He has an anointing for you. He has a purpose for you. He has a ministry for you. What are you going to do for him? Are you going to lean on the things in this world? Or are you going to lean on his promises? Now, we know what prayer isn't. What is prayer? Prayer is that what we said before, a relationship. It's where we humbly communicate. It's where we humbly worship. It's where we humbly, sincerely seek God's face. And then you have to do this. Watch, knowing that he hears us. Knowing that he loves us, knowing that he will respond. Oh, no, not in the manner that we want, not when we expected it, but always right on time. See, prayer, watch this, it can encompass confession, praise, adoration, and supplication, because now we are in an intercession apart with God, where we are interceding. Oh, that's not about you. It's about others. See, our attitude now changes. It's prayer. How important it is to pray. And we have to understand that it's through our humility, oh, yes, to bow down and to reverence God. We must not be haughty. We must be humble. You can find that in Ephesians 4 and 2, James 4 and 10, 1 Peter 5 and 6. And then when we see it like this, see, you got to change the way you see it. You know what a paradigm is? A paradigm is how I see. Do a paradigm shift, because if it wasn't in line with effectual, fervent, and availing much prayer, it's time to change directions and get in line with prayer that is in line. Watch this. With the Word of God. Always must strive to have a prayerful attitude, a prayerful life. Our prayers must come often and in regular form, not just when we need it, not just when we're doing bad. Things get good, we stop praying. Things get good, we pray like we running things. Things get good, we on top of stuff. Now we pray like we are God. I'm talking to somebody today. But our prayers, woo, hallelujah. It must be from a humble heart, realizing our dependency on God. Watch this, in every area of our lives. Oh, yes, I need you. I need you in every area of my life, that now, ooh, hallelujah, that now my prayer can start to work and I can start to see the power of prayer. That's where we're going next week. Week 3 will be about the power of prayer. See, we have to know to get what God has for us, we have to follow instructions. We have to know that we have to know Christ as our personal Lord and Savior. We have to now know God in a relationship. And we have to know that it's His ways, not ours. Ooh, it's His desires, not ours. It's His instructions, not ours. Because, you know, God gives us instructions and we get in there and want to flip this around, flip that around because we think we're better at this and that. No, we have to follow instructions. Oh, yeah, we're building a prayer journal because at the end of this, our prayers are going to be working. When this team of prayer warriors get together, they're going to call them. It's going to work because they're going to teach you how to pray. Ooh, glory. Then they're going to pray. Because individually, I keep climbing. Oh, yeah, I'm getting over it. Oh, yeah, I'm getting over the hump. I'm better than I used to be. But together, we can move the mountains. Together, we can stop the deaths, the murders. Together, we can stop the corruption. Together, we can stop. See, we're talking about effectual, fervent prayers of the what? Righteous men and women. The family of prayer. See, without Christ, I'm nothing. Woo, but with Him, hallelujah, I can pray. Yes, I can pray. And then I can pray to who? I can pray to the Father, because I have straight access to the Father to have a relationship. Oh, no, get off your high horse. To have a relationship, to bow down, to respect Him, to honor Him. Give Him extravagant respect. Exaggerated respect. Over the top respect. Oh, yes, Lord. I'm not scared of you, but I don't want to look up at you. I just want to be worthy in your presence. Oh, no, I don't think I'm shoulder to shoulder with you. No. I'm always at your feet, under your feet. Just thanking to touch the hem of your garment and just say thank you for that opportunity to give you my best. Oh, yes, it's personal relationship with God, with a sovereign God, the supreme God, the everything God of the heavens and the earth. Oh, hallelujah. Nothing catch God's off guard. We always try to trick and deceive. Nothing catches Him. God knows already what your mind is thinking, how you're trying to get around instead of going through. Family, today is the day that we go to another level of accountability. God can do all things, but can we do them with him? I asked a question this morning. Is my prayer, is my sacrifice acceptable to him, or am I just making a bunch of noise? Are my studies truly being found acceptable in his sight, or am I just running my mouth? Is my life, see, this is the big one here. Is my life exemplifying what I'm saying, or am I just talking a good talk? I think, and I have to stand on this right now, that my life is not what it used to be. I won't let it be. If I have to stand, be by myself, talk to myself, pray to myself, worship to myself, that's what I'll do. If that's what keeps me being where God wants me to be. But is it acceptable to him? Oh, yes, because he is pleased. I'm finding favor in God. And when you find favor in God, you know he's pleased with you. He didn't give you a bunch of money. No, see, when I say the word favor, first thing I said, oh, how much money he give you? It wasn't. It was peace. Oh, my God. It was understanding and wisdom of this relationship with him that I could share this. I pray clearly that it helped you. No prayer is too small for God because he's praying to him. And not praying to him to bless him, but to get blessed. Blessed with more time with him. More of a stronger relationship with him. No more of an alliance with him. A camaraderie with him to do his will on earth as it is in heaven. No riches and no glory, no golds and silver that came out of that. It's the ability to change lives. Go ye therefore and what? Make disciples that we all can survive, that we all can live forever, everlasting, not perishing. Oh yes, talking about building that prayer journal, but we have to be, aren't you ready to get it right? That's why I'm having this. That's why he put it on me. He said, nope, boop, boop, boop. We were doing a prayer thing a couple of weeks ago. He said, nope, you do it right now. I said, well, don't you want me to get it planned out? And he said, no, you get it right now. Don't make no flyer. Don't do nothing. Keep the same flyer out there. We're pressing over the hump. But you do a series on prayer. Build a journal on prayer. Well, we're in week two. And we see how it's important that we get personal with God. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. It is important. It is imperative that we get personal with God. But don't forget, you got to know who Jesus is. You have to get Jesus in you. Because when you're in Jesus, anyone who is in Christ Jesus, he's a new creation. Jesus now is in you. Old things have passed away, but behold, all things have become what? New again. Something never, ever, 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 ever done before. Ooh, God bless. Amen, family. That is our conclusion for week two. The relationship, the personal relationship with God. We're coming back next week with the power of this relationship because we know what prayer is. We know what prayer is not. And we know who to pray to and who to pray through. But now we have to know the power of this prayer life. Ooh, it's a power in this. Oh, yes. And it's not by power and might, but it's by power of his spirit. Amen. God bless you, family. We're going to pray here at the closing of this broadcast. I want to invite anyone that has a prayer request, dial one. Someone just want to make a comment, question, pray with me today, dial one. I'll bring you on in. But we just want to pray. I want to pray for a sister, a friend, a mighty woman of God, Evangelist Albertine. She's going through a court situation. And we're just praying for favor over that situation in agreement with her. She's already petitioned. She's already put it on she's already cast it all out. She's put it all on the altar. We are petitioning with her in agreement. We stand in the gap of any areas of concern, any areas that she wasn't able to cover. We're going to step in the gap. We're going to intercede on her behalf. No weapon formed against her. Ooh, hallelujah, spiritual or physical. We pray right now for grace and favor over her life in that courtroom right now, underneath the judge and her attorneys, everybody, that the favor of God flows through every person involved in this situation, that God's glory overwhelms the whole situation. I want to pray for you and pray for all of our prayer warriors, the people that we know we're praying for. We have to call it out again. We're just praying that it's already getting better in your situation. I know my sister Kim. I can't wait until she dials one when it's final and all of the testimonies can be given. But that alone is going to bring over hundreds of millions of people to God through that testimony of God working when you believe in him and you change your life. Don't get God to try to change it. When you do things that's in line, God moves for you. You don't even have to ask him no more because you cast all your cares on the Lord. Leave it with him. Amen. So we thank you, Heavenly Father God, in the mighty name of your Son Jesus, Lord, that you have created in us a clean heart and renew your right spirit in us right now. Lord, we thank you, Lord, that we are changed. We are rearranged. We are transformed by the renewing of our minds. Lord, we thank you. We're not what we used to be. We won't be what we used to be, but we'll be what you've called us to be, called according to your purpose. And Lord, because we love you. So Lord, have your mighty way through every listener, every situation that are live, that come later on archives, those listening on the internet right now, that your blessings are in the relationship with God. And every seed that you have sown will start to begin to harvest because you sowed in good ground. We thank you, Heavenly Father God, that it's done. We thank you, Heavenly Father, that it's complete. But we thank you now that we believe that it's already finished. Have your mighty way. Be magnified, be glorified, and be lifted up in what? Jesus' name, and all those in agreement said amen, amen. God bless. Family, know that you are loved, honored, and appreciated in Jesus' name. Thank you for joining us for our daily programming, and we sincerely thank you for your participation, prayers, and presence. If our ministries have been effective in blessing your growth in Christ, please join our covenant givers at Provoke2000Now.com to make all financial donations. Provoke2000Now.com. Again, we thank you for your willingness to covenant and to assist with the outreach ministry programs of the Now Network and P2P Ministries. With your help, we are able to respond and to meet the needs of the people and the communities that we serve. We pray that your life has been changed, rearranged, and transformed by the renewing of your mind. In Jesus' name.